Perek Lamed Gimel in Sefer HaTanya, another one of those parakim that we can repeat, we should repeat to ourselves again and again. Od zot tihye simchat ha-nefesh ha-amitit. Another way of bringing true simcha into our heart. Ubifrat kesheroe benafsho beitim mezumanim, especially when one sees in himself at certain times, שצריך לזכחה ולהאירה בשמחת לבב. A person knows there are times where a person has to illuminate his heart with happiness. To bring happiness into our heart. So what kind of thoughts can bring true simcha into our heart? אזי יעמיק מחשבתו ויצייר בשכלו ובינתו. A person should delve deeply in his mind. He should meditate strongly in his intellect. In yan yichudo yitbarach ha'amiti. If a person, for a few minutes, meditates in the oneness of Hashem, echu memale kol almin elyonim v'tachtonim, how Hashem fills the entire world, the upper worlds and the lower worlds. And even down here below, this earthly earth, yeah, this physical world, to close our eyes and to think into Yehudo Yitbarach, that it's all Hashem. Hashem is everywhere. And everything before Him is like nothing. Is insignificant. It's only Hashem who is in the upper worlds and the lower. Just like it was only Him before creation. There's no difference. Nothing changed. Remember, Ani Hashem lo shaniti. וגם במקום הזה שנברא בעולם הזה השמיים והארץ וכל צבעם, and in this place also, היה הוא לבדו ממלא המקום הזה, it's only הקדוש ברוך הוא who fills this space, then before creation, וגם עתה כן הוא לבדו בלי שום שינוי כלל. And that's how it is right now, without any difference. Did you ever stop to imagine how it was before creation? It was all Hashem, just nothing, just Hashem. So imagine, right now it's the same thing. We should not be distracted by the fact that there are all this stuff, you know, everything. It's only Him. It's only Him. The same way. Atahu echad kodem shenivra olam, atahu echad leachar shenivra olam. Same thing. מפני שכל הנבראים בטלים אצלו במציאות ממש, because all the beings are בטל ומבוטל, are nullified before Him, כביטול אותיות הדיבור והמחשבה במקורן ושורשם הוא מהות הנפש ועצמותה שהן עשר בחינותיה חוכמה בינה ודעת. Just like the letters and the words and the thoughts are בטל, we spoke about this earlier in the Sefer, are batel to where they come from. Where the letters and the words come from is from a world where they don't have a form. So before the words are formulated, before the letters are designed, before they come out of our mouth, those words come from a very, very deep and lofty world. Those letters are batel, are nullified to the makol, to their source, which is what? The mahut ha-nefesh ve'atzmuta, the essence of the nefesh, in all its 10 aspects of chokhmah, binah, vada'at, chesed, gevura, v'chule. She'en bahem bechinat otiyot adayin, kodem shemitlabeshot bilvush ha-machshava. When those thoughts are still in the realm of the sefirot ha-elyonot, they're not yet in shape or form before they take on the levush of the machashava. And another way, to understand how the Metziut is batel to Hashem. Mashal Gashmi Lazeh, like we explained elsewhere, a mashal from physics. Meinyan bitul ziv ve'or ha-shemesh bimkoro. How the rays of light of the sun are batel to where they come from, which is hu guf kadur ha-shemesh barakia. The orbit itself, the ball itself of the sun. Shegam sham me'iru mitpashet vaday zivo ve'oro. The ray of light is in existence on the sun as well, absolutely. Ubeyeter se'et, and even stronger, mehitpashtuto ve'arato ve'halal ha'olam. Even stronger than after it spreads into space. Ela shesham hu batel bimtziut bimkoro. It's just that it doesn't have its own separate identity. Its identity is batel when it's on the shemesh itself. Ki'ilu eno bimtziut klal, as if there is no ray. Kacha mamash derech mashal hu bitul ha'olam umlo'o bimtziut legabe mekoro shehu or en sof baruch hu. Everything in this world is batel umvutal. To HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Makor, which is the light of Hashem, and Sof Baruch Hu, kemo shenitba'er sham, be'arichut. Behine, kesheya'amik bazeh harbe. If a person meditates deeply into this, yismach libo v'tagel nafsho afgilat veranen, b'chol lev v'nefesh umod be'emunazo. The heart can rejoice to no end. With all his heart, and all his might with this emunah. Ki rabahi, because this is a great emunah. Ki kirvat Elokim mamash. If we are able to just stop and to think about this, to meditate into this, even 1 minute out of the day, that's actual kirvat Elokim. You're together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu at that moment. Veze kol ha'adam v'tachlit b'riyato u'b'riyat kol ha'olamot elyonim v'tachtonim. That is the purpose of the entire existence. What is it? Lihiyot lo dira zo betachtonim. Hashem desires to have a home in this world also. And when a person thinks these thoughts of Yichudo Yidbarach, of the oneness of Hashem, he made himself a host. He's a home to the Borei Olam. Is there anything that can make a Jew, the heart of a Jew, happier than that? והנה כמה גדולה שמחת הדיות ושפל אנשים בהתקרבותו למלך בשר ודם המתאכסן ודר איתו אמו בביתו. How happy would a simpleton be if the king of the country would stay in his house for a day? How honored and how happy would this person be? Wow, I got to be with the king. You know where he is? He's at my house. Comes to shul, he brags to everyone. You know who's in my house? No, if only you would know. Kal vachomer le'en ketz, how much more so, endlessly. Lekirvat v'dirat melech malchei ha-melechim ha-kadosh baruch hu, how much more so a person desires and rejoices in a moment of real kirvat Elokim. U'kedichtiv, ki mi hu ze asher arav libo lageshet elai ne'um Hashem. Who can come close to Hashem? But if a person thinks these thoughts, right then and there, he's with Hashem mamash. He's with Hashem mamash. Ve'al ze tiknu liten shevach ve'odaya lishmo yitbarach v'chol boker. And that's why they instituted to give a shevach and thanks to Hashem every morning ve'lomar, and to say, let's say it together, Ashrenu, matov, chelkenu, manayim goralenu, mayafa v'yerushatenu. How fortunate are we? How lucky are we? How good is our share? How beautiful is our heritage? Klomar, kemo sheha'adam sas v'sameach birusha shenafla lo hon atek shelo amal bo. How much a person would rejoice if he inherited a fortune without even having to do anything for it. It just came down to him just like that. ויותר מכן לאין קץ יש לנו לסמוח על ירושתנו שהנחילונו אבותינו. How much more so do we have to rejoice in the inheritance, in the fortune that we received from our forefathers? What is that fortune? Hu yichud Hashem ha'amiti. To know how to think about the non-duality, the oneness of Hashem. The secret of Yichud Hashem that we get to learn, that's Yerushatenu. Mayafa Yerushatenu, how lucky Ashrenu, asher afilu ba'aretz mitachat en on milevado. That there is nothing beside him. Zuhi dirato batachtonim. That moment, that's his dira batachtonim. That's how Hashem dwells in this world. That we can be me'achsen, that we can host Hashem. Zehu sham rabotenu. Taryag mitzvot nitnu li Israel. Bachavakuk ve'emidan alachat she'ne'emar ve'tzadik be'emunato yichyeh. The Gemara says, although we received 613 mitzvot, Chavakuk HaNavi came and he boiled it down to one mitzvah, the mitzvah of emuna. As it says, v'tzadik be'emunato yichyeh. And a tzadik lives with his emuna. Klomar, ke'ilu ena rak mitzvah achat, hi ha'emuna levada. Why? Ki al yedei ha'emuna levada yavo lekiyum kol ha'taryag mitzvot. Because through this emunat ha'yichud, which by the way, the Baal HaTanya dedicated 12 separate prakim from the Sefer. There's a separate Sefer, Shaar HaYichud VeHaEmunah, that has 12 prakim, Zat Hashem. We learned that after we finished the Tanya. Shaar HaYichud VeHaEmunah, just on this matter alone, on the matter of Yichud Hashem. Dehainu, kesheyeh libo sas v'sameach v'emunato b'Yichud Hashem v'tachlit ha'simcha, keilu lo hayta alav rak mitzvah zo levada. To rejoice in the emunah in Hashem as if that's the only thing that he has in the word. V'hi levada tachlit b'riyato u'b'riyat kol ha'olamot, which is the purpose of the creation of all the worlds. Hare bekoach v'chiyut nafsho b'simcha rabba zu, tit'ale nafsho le'ma'ala ma'ala al kol ha'mon'im kiyum kol ha'taryag mitzvot mi'bayit u'makutz. What stops people from keeping mitzvot? Many times, a lack of simcha. But tzadik be'emunato yichyeh, with the simcha that comes through the emuna of Yichud Hashem Yitbarach, yichyeh is able to gain a chiyut, is able to gain a life of happiness, with which through that he's going to be mikayem all the taryag mitzvot. That's why Bach Habakuk ve'emidan alachat zeh shamar be'emunato yichyeh, yichyeh dafka kitchiyat ametim derech mashal. With emuna, a person can feel like tchiyat ametim, like he's revived. Vehi simcha kfula umchupelet. Actually, he says, it's a doubled simcha. Ki milvat simchat hanefesh hamaskelet bekirvat Hashem vedirato ito imo. Because in addition to the A, happiness of closeness to Hashem, B, the happiness of hosting Hashem, as we just explained. So that's already one double. Ken, two. There's two more. Od zot yismach bekiflaim besimchat Hashem vegodel nachat ruach lefanav yitbarach beemunazo. He's going to rejoice in the happiness that he gives Hashem with this emuna. And it's twofold. Deit kafya sitra achra mamash. On one hand, the simcha of fulfilling the desire, kibyachol, of Hashem, to be itkafya sitra achra mamash, to conquer the sitra achra with that emunat ha'yichud, ve'ithapecha shochal in hora, and even more than that, to turn darkness into light. What darkness are we talking about? Choshech haklipot sheba'olam hazeh achomri, the darkness of the klipot atum'a in this physical world, hamachshichim umchasim al oro yitbarach ad etketz, that cover up the light of Hashem to no end in this world. Until the time that Hashem will decide there is an end to the darkness, as there is a pasuk in Iyov, kemo shekatuv, ketz sam lachoshech. We have to remember this pasuk. Sometimes we think, ad matai, till when this darkness in the world? Till when the darkness of not seeing Hashem, of not feeling Him? Till when the darkness of sinat hayehudim v'chule? Ketz sam lachoshech, there is a ketz, there is an end. There is an end to it. The haynu ketz hayamim, the end of days, shi'avir ruach tum'a min ha'aretz, v'nigla kevod Hashem. The honor of the glory of Hashem will be revealed, v'ra'u kol basar yachdav. Everyone will see. Ubifrat bechutz la'aretz, especially outside of Eretz Yisrael, how much more so the darkness. She'avir Eretz Amim tameh, umalek lipot v'sitra acha, the air in Chutz La'aretz is filled with even more tum'ah. Ve'en simcha lefanav yitbarach ke'ora ve'simcha be'yitron or haba min ha'choshech daika. There's no greater happiness that we can kibyachol give Hashem than to turn darkness, even the darkness of Chutz La'aretz, to turn it into light with this emunat ha'yichud that a Jew can delve into at that moment and come so close to Hashem, to be a host to Hashem in his mind, at that moment overcoming the sitra achra, and being mehapech hashecha le'ora, turning that space where he is into a spot of light. Zehu shekatuv, and with this he concludes, Yismach Yisrael be'osav. Israel rejoices in its maker. But he gives a deeper pshat. Pirush. Shekol mishu mizera Yisrael, anyone who is a descendant of Israel, yesh lo lismuach besimchat Hashem, he has to rejoice in the happiness of Hashem, asher sas v'sameach bedirato batachtonim, that he gives an achat ruach to Hashem, that he has a home in this world. Shehem bechinat asiyah gashmit mamash, this world is the world of asiyah, is the physical world. Even in the lowest world, to find a home from Hashem, to bring a dwelling place for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no end to the Simcha in Shamayim for that. It's something that we don't understand. This is mystical, you know. Why should this be the Simcha in Shamayim? But what goes on in Shamayim when there is a Dira v'tachtonim here in this world? Zehu shekatuv be'osav lashon rabim. It doesn't say Yismach Yisrael be'osehu. That's what it should say. In its maker, osehu. Osav ze lashon rabim. What's osav? What's the plural? Shehu olam hazeh hagashmi hamale klipot v'sitra acha shenikra reshut harabim v'ture de peruda. This world, the Zohar HaKadosh calls it reshut harabim. Olam haba, the olamot ha'elyonim, is called reshut hayachid. There's only Hashem. Everything is batel, clearly, to Hashem. In this world, it's reshut harabim, because it looks like there's this, there's this, there's this, there's that, there's that. It looks like reshut harabim, it's the public domain. There's other things besides him, it looks like. That's the darkness of this world, of reshut harabim. That's why it says, Yismach Yisrael be'osav, plural. Olam ha'asiya, which has a lot of things, the duality of this world. Turei de piruda, the divided mountaintops. This world is not just one mountain. It looks like there are many, many mountains. Ve'itapchan li nehora, to change them into light. Ve'na'asim reshut hayachid, to make this reshut harabim down here below into a reshut hayachid. Le'yichudo yitbarach be'emuna zo, with this emuna of the Yichud Hashem, is the biggest joy that we can give the Borei Olam. Yismach Yisrael be'osav. Hashem יזכנו. רבי חנן בן עקשיא אומר רצה הקדוש ברוך הוא לזכות את ישראל. לפיכך הרבה להם תורה ומצוות שנאמר, אדוני חפץ למען צדקו יגדיל תורה ויאדיר.